about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about this case where a woman in a nursing home, an 87-year-old, this is just wonderful. My computer failed. Okay. Unfortunately, we had an 87-year-old senior in a nursing home facility in Glenwood Gardens. And she had, I think her last name was Basie. And she had kind of collapsed, I believe, during the dining service in the dining hall at the facility. And the nurse called 911. The nurse called 911. And the 911 operator asked the nurse to perform CPR. The nurse did not give CPR, said she couldn't, and there was policy. It was hospital policy or facility policy for her not to perform the CPR. The 911 operator did dispatch the ambulance to come to the facility, but the 911 operator, while the paramedics and the fire department are on the way, the 911 operator then, you know, is always there to support and advise you what to do. So she tells the nurse, start CPR. The nurse says, I can't. It's against our policy. 911 operator starts to scream, yell, even cuss. Is there anybody there who will perform CPR? You know what? You're going to let this woman die? And apparently the 87-year-old lady ends up then being transferred to the hospital once the paramedics come, and she dies. So this has been a story in the news, shocking many people how something like this could happen. Now, you know, as a doctor, the first thing I saw when this happened, well, the first thing I thought of when this happened was, well, the patient probably had a do not resuscitate order, which is kind of what we're going to talk about, what those mean, what you should do in terms of advanced directives. Not a fun topic, but a very serious and important one. If you don't have a living will, if you don't have your advanced directives, if you don't have any stipulations on what you want to happen to you, if, God forbid, you are in a compromising position, or fighting death, what do you want the doctors and the nursing staff to do? And so the first thing I thought of when I saw this, well, it's of course she didn't perform CPR. There was a do not resuscitate. All right? But then I stopped and I go, well, wait a second. This wouldn't be such a big story then. And the 911 operator probably wouldn't be yelling and screaming I mean, 911 operators are really phenomenal. I mean, these guys, I am so amazed at the poise and the control and the calmness, you know, while they are dealing with life and death situations on the other side. So 911 operators are pretty phenomenal. So this 911 operator, I sincerely doubt, would have you know, emotionally gone rogue if the nurse had said, oh, this is a DNR, then that wouldn't have been the story. With do not resuscitate, you are not supposed to resuscitate the patient, okay? With DNRs, you are supposed to stay with the patient, okay? You are supposed to call 911. You are supposed to wait with the patient until 911 comes. You are not supposed to initiate any sort of CPR. And then whatever happens at the hospital happens. I mean, it tells the medical professionals to not perform CPR. Doctors, nurses, emergency medical personnel can be liable if they do. DNR orders could be written whether you're in the hospital, whether you're in the nursing home, or even patient's house. Okay? So my question then is, what the story is, why would this be a story? Now, did the facility mess up? Was she not a DNR? Now, from what we understand from the facility, they had answered, well, yeah, she was. What they had answered was that they defended the nurse. They said the nurse did you know, follow protocol. They are doing a thorough internal review. Apparently, Jeffrey Toomer, who is the T-O-O-M-E-R, is the executive director of Glenwood Gardens in Bakersfield. He did defend the nurse's action, saying she did indeed follow policy. In the event of a health emergency at this independent living community, our practice is to immediately call emergency medical personnel for assistance and to wait with the individual needing attention until such personnel arrives. That is the protocol we followed. So here's a big question. Is that the protocol because she was a do not resuscitate? And if that's the case, this wouldn't even be a story in the media. She was a do not resuscitate, like many people out there, not a story. Or was she supposed to be revived? And this is a facility whose protocol is we're not going to be the ones to initiate CPR. We just don't do that. We don't do that here. Now, you do have facilities that can pick and choose what they decide to do with patients. You have some facilities that will give an IV. Some facilities don't do IVs. Okay, if you come in dehydrated, they will send you to the ER to get your IV. You have some doctor's offices that have crash carts. You have other doctor's offices that don't. They will call 911. And whoever is CPR certified in the staff will perform CPR until the paramedics arrive. Okay? If somebody doesn't know how to do CPR, hopefully they'll be walked through with 911. So the reason why this story is in the media, and I'm a little confused, because if this was a slam dunk, patient had a do not resuscitate order, why the hell hasn't anybody said that yet? Why doesn't the facility say, sorry guys, the patient had when she was of sound mind, you know, she told us, no, do not resuscitate. And so we respected her wishes when she started to expire, you know, in our facility. Well, then come out and say that. Now, if they're investigating, yeah, they have time to investigate. But from what I understand, the facility seems pretty confident that they did the right thing. And when you hear the 911 call, the nurse, you know, she originally kind of sounds a little kind of confused, but she seems kind of firm. It's not our policy. I'm not supposed to. Well, you're right. If there's a DNR, you can't. You will be sued by the family. You could be sued by the patient. That is one very convicting legal document, a DNR. But something's odd here, because this then wouldn't be a media story. Did they think she had a DNR and it was somebody else's? What the hell is going on? So what do you do to protect yourself? What should you be doing right now when we come back? 1-877-DOC-DELI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,579.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,619.25, $809.63 for a half ounce, or $404.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,619.25, $809.63, and $404.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so we're talking about how there might have been some confusion at a nursing facility in Bakersfield where an 87-year-old senior woman died as she there was some controversy over whether to start CPR or not. And there was some conflict between the nurse and the 911 dispatcher. Patient eventually does go to the hospital and die there. All right. Now, we were discussing what could have possibly been the case. And I was urging you all to make sure you have your advanced directives. And advanced directives allow you, while you're of sound mind, while you're healthy, to determine what you want done if, God forbid, you do end up having an incident where you stop breathing, heart stops beating. And in this day and age, you know, we still are able to perform life-saving measures. I mean, if it's your time, it's your time. That's how I look at it. But we have been able to get the heart back pumping. We have been able to breathe life back into people with, you know, many of the, you know, medical advances that we have. And basic CPR, as we all know, without there being any lights and electrodes and lasers, et cetera, is probably one of the most effective things we have. So many people have been shocked. Why would a facility allow a woman to die? Now, like we had discussed, a DNR, a do not resuscitate order, a facility is not supposed to institute any CPR. Any life-saving measures are supposed to stay with the patient until the ambulance comes. Ambulance takes the patient to the hospital. If they die on the way, if they die at the facility, if they die at the hospital, again, the patient had a DNR, it was their wishes to not have anything done. Now, we had discussed something a little odd with this case, because if that was the case, then we wouldn't even be talking in the news about this Bakersfield facility. Apparently, the nurse said she was following protocols. The facility backed her up, saying, yes, she was following our policy to not institute CPR and to have the hospital or to have the ambulance come and take her to the hospital. So the question is, did the patient have a DNR order and the nurse was just following it, which is why, you know, the facility backed her up? Or was there a DNR order and it really wasn't the patient's? And so the nurse thought there was a DNR and the patient never did and unfortunately could have started CPR. Or is this a facility where they just don't give CPR? They don't hire people CPR certified. That's just the type of facility they are. And they, when people enter the facility, are they told or not told that we really don't do anything medical? You just live here. You know, you just live here. We really don't have that type of trained staff. So if God forbid anything happens, we call the hospital. Now, there are some facilities that I believe are like that. I believe there are some facilities that are kind of like apartments, where it's not really a nursing home. It's not really a convalescent center. It's kind of like a halfway house. Now, usually there's somebody there that knows CPR, somebody. But you know, you live in, you know, there's apartments, you have somebody that gets your medicine for you, you know, make sure you have something to eat, but you're kind of living in these apartment-like complexes. We kind of call it a halfway house because it's a nice transition from a home to a nursing home. Now, I don't know what this facility is, but that could be another type of situation. You know, there are many facilities that are not adequate for your grandmother or grandfather or mother or father because they're halfway facilities. They weren't designed to be nursing homes. They're for people who just can't live alone anymore. You know, mom or dad starts to mix up their medicines. They forget to eat. They forget to take their medicines, and you're across the country and can't live with them. So some of these facilities, and I'm not saying the Bakersfield one was one of those, but some of these facilities, there's a little bit of supervision. A little bit of supervision, just enough to make sure you get your medicines every day, make sure you're eating, make sure you're walking around moving, not getting a bed sore, make sure you're not falling. Okay, and those facilities have a phenomenal place in our medical community because as our baby boomer generation is aging, you know, you have many people that are, look, I'm not ready for a nursing home, but I just can't be in the house. I like the idea of there being somebody around if I need them. All right, but then does that somebody around mean they need to be able to perform CPR? So we have a lot of questions with that. My only worry is for you all, do you all have your affairs in order? Do you have your poop together such that if you are in a facility and there is some controversy over whether to revive you or not, you're not sitting there dying because people don't have their act together and you didn't have your paperwork in order. So let's just quickly go through what's out there. So basically, advanced medical directives is what you should, either with your attorney, or I think there's some online forms, or your doctor will have them, or sometimes the hospital or facility. Most of the time, hospital or facility will give you those on entrance. And they basically allow you, or the surrogate decision maker, to make medical decisions, whether it'll include a living will, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, etc. So advanced medical directives is kind of your global term of making your medical directives in advance. The last thing you want to do is make these decisions when you're on morphine or about to have an amputation or being told you had cancer. You need to make these decisions before you are clouded with any emotional type of issue. So you need to do it like a day like today. Good day, like today. So Living Well is a written document, legal document, that specifies what type of treatment, medical treatment, is desired. You could be very specific or general. You could say, I want everything. Or you could say, okay, you could do CPR, but do not keep me hooked up to a ventilator. Okay? You could try and revive me. If I'm good, I'm good. If I'm not good, no, don't put me on a ventilator. Or if you are going to put me on a ventilator, I don't want it to be longer than 10 days or 2 months. You see, you could be extremely specific. Now, one of the, like a statement in these living wills, and I'm getting this from medicine.net, is like, here's an example. If I suffer an incurable, irreversible illness, disease, or condition, and my attending physician determines that my condition is terminal, I direct that life-sustaining measures that would serve only to prolong my dying be withheld or discontinued. That would be a DNR order. Okay, a DNR order. Sorry about that. Now, in my living will, I make sure we get like a second opinion. Okay? What I did in my living will is if the doctor thinks, nah, nothing could be done. Now, keep in mind, okay, I don't think I know more than every other doctor. I would never even say that. But I have seen doctors make mistakes. And so if a doctor tells my husband, sorry, there's nothing we could do, I would want a second opinion. And we have a doctor who's a close friend of ours who will come in and make that second opinion and say, oh, no, don't pull the plug yet. Okay, I think there's some other things we could do. So that's something I specify. Mine, you could be as specific as you want. Now, I don't know if you could say, I want to have the Taco Bell Chihuahua by my side. I don't know if you could go there. But, you know, you could be as specific as, you know, all right, well, I want pain medicine, I want antibiotics, I want hydration, I want to be fed, but I don't want a ventilator. Or I want a ventilator, but I don't want to be fed. There's a variety of things you could do. Now, another thing that is very wise is design another individual, design in your advance directive somebody who could help make healthcare decisions for you if you end up being rendered incapable. Now, the healthcare proxy, in my case, would be then my husband. Okay? I mean, usually we use our spouse. I know some of you go, but don't they get your life insurance policy? They do. They do, but usually your spouse hopefully loves you enough where they're not worried about the life insurance policy. But it could be anybody. It could be your kid. It could be your neighbor. Somebody who will have the same rights to refuse treatment or request treatment on your behalf. This healthcare proxy has to be a very important person. Then you have your durable attorney, power of attorney. Individuals could draft these legal documents providing power of attorney to others in case you're incapacitated. It allows an individual, though, to do the financial stuff, like sign checks, social security checks, apply for disability, pay your utility bills. You know, a lot of us go, okay, fine, I got that down. I have my do not resuscitate order, or I have my please resuscitate to full court press. I'm good. Okay, but what if you have bills to pay? You have a house. You have children to support. Who is going to write those checks? Who is going to take over for you? Somebody can't just write the checks and forge your name. And that's why you need a durable power of attorney. So those are kind of the differences, because some people mix up power of attorney versus living will, etc. Now, keep in mind, you may have to redo these things a variety of times throughout your lifetime. Keep in mind that sometimes advance directive policies could differ from one state to another. Keep in mind that maybe you may have a fight, or you may dislike your healthcare proxy, okay? But these advance directives should be extremely close to your heart, maybe tattoo them on your chest, just so we don't have a mistake, or if this was a mistake that happened in Bakersfield. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, women always say, well, my feet gained a whole size after pregnancy, and men are like, oh, no, honey, you look beautiful. You don't worry about a thing. Well, actually, a study has come out saying, nope, mom's feet may go up a whole size forever. They say women's feet can really increase in size when they're expecting, and the change can be permanent. Researchers decide to test the claim, all right, after Well, what was it? There was, I guess, an actress, Denise Van Outen, had revealed a couple years ago that during her pregnancy with daughter Betsy, her feet grew from a size 5 to a size 6. Oh, please, I'm a size 10. Oh, boo-hoo. Your foot is a size 6. But it does kind of freak people out. Why would a foot grow? Aren't the bones and your bones stop growing? Well, what we think happens maybe is the arch of the foot flattens out. And as the arch of the foot flattens out and your feet become more flat, you know, maybe because of the extra weight, maybe you do have a lot of, you have relaxin, which is a hormone that relaxes the cartilage. And so some of the bones could relax and then maybe stay that way. Well, there's a new study published in the March issue of the American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, which suggests that this loss of arch height is permanent. So it is the arch of your foot flattening out. The University of Iowa study followed 49 pregnant women. I'm sure they like that. The ladies like that. And collected arch measurements, both at rest and when walking during the first trimester of pregnancy and again 5 months after childbirth. The researchers found that 60 to 70% of the women in the study saw arch height and measures of arch rigidity decrease significantly from early pregnancy to 5 months after childbirth, causing corresponding increases in foot length between a whole centimeter, anywhere from 2 millimeters to 10 millimeters. Now, you know, why is this important? Well, because, I mean, look, you know, going through pregnancy, we women really don't like it too much, okay? Get hemorrhoids. Our boobies droop. We have stretch marks. Our tummy doesn't flatten back out. I mean, you've all seen me. I mean, yeah, it takes a lot of work to look like this. I mean, I know you're all pretty shocked. No. But oh my gosh, pregnancy just took a once beautiful, tight, perky, dainty, petite body and destroyed it. Now, I love my kids. I wouldn't have it any other way, but when they do get me mad, I do remind them that my butt and my feet were smaller. I'm still roughly a size 10, but my feet are a size 10 wide. Do you know how embarrassing that is to walk into a shoe store and go, I need 10 wide? Do you know how embarrassing it is to ask for anything wide? No, no. Yeah, it's just, and that's what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a 15-year-old kid, all right, I don't think his mommy's complaining about his her foot size growing because this kid, Jack Andraka, is now an international sensation by inventing a cheap and fairly accurate sensor to detect pancreatic cancer. Now, I believe he was inspired, I think this was, I guess, an inspiration from the Star Trek scanners that can tell what's going on with you. Anyway, the contest was announced on May 10th. Oh, wait a second. This was, he had won a 2012 Intel Science Fair. And he has teamed up with two contestant finalists to enter the $10 million Tricorder X Prize X competition. I know, doesn't that sound dorky? I don't care. They could come up with some Star Trek type sensor to figure out medical problems. They could call the whole prize the dweeb tw- I don't care. Just do, as far as I'm concerned, he's a stud. It requires entrance to build a handheld mobile device that could diagnose 15 illnesses in 30 patients in 3 days. The contest had been announced last year. Remember that? Remember I told you guys that there's a contest? If anybody could come up with that. Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong. I think there was a company who said that if you came up with this type of invention, we'll pay you $1 million. And I was thinking, well, if you came up with the invention, then you build a company. Don't just give it to some other company. I mean, I think you'll make a hell of a lot more than $1 million. Anyway, I believe this is a different corporation, different contest. It was announced May 10, 2011 by the XPRIZE Foundation, which is an educational nonprofit organization, together with Qualcomm. Competition got underway last year at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which always has some cool stuff. So I guess this kid, and I think he may be working with a couple adults. I'm not too sure. is going to now try to figure out how to come up with this type of, I guess, tricorder handheld device. They say all members of the team live in different places. The 16-year-old inventor said he focused on a gadget the size of a sugar cube that can look through human skin and into the bloodstream, diagnosing illnesses by inspecting proteins. Okay, geeky or not, that's pretty damn cool. Another collaborator is working on an ultrasound machine the size of a flash drive, while a third is inventing an MRI test that would fit on a card. The trio use Skype to share their breakthroughs with one another. Okay, you know what? Okay, teenage girls out there. Okay, honestly, you guys really blow confidence of these boys out of the water when you blow them off and think something like that is dorky. I want all you teenage girls out there to just stop for a second and realize it's dweeby, dorky, geeky boys like this that end up coming up with Facebook, Microsoft, your laptop, okay? Is Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg hot? No, I don't think they were ever hot. Was Steve Jobs hot? Probably not. But these are the guys that come up with the coolest things. And you ladies, I know I was kind of, I mean, I was never mean, but I never said yes if, you know, a boy that, you know, I guess was into decoders or tricoders asked me out. But we don't understand as young women what we do to these men. Now, some of you ladies are like, well, you know what? You could thank me later, because if I didn't blow them off, they wouldn't have spent all their hours at home working on tricoders. They would have instead been with me having sex. Okay, you got a point. I mean, maybe this is God's plan. But ladies, realize some of the coolest dudes out there. Do we use the word dude in 2013? No, we don't use the word dude. Maximum Zoom. Do we? The totally. No, those are all 80s words. Okay, cool cat, 70s word. Anyway, some of the biggest studs, as far as I'm concerned, are these guys that pull this off. So before you blow somebody off and deny his super poke on Facebook, realize that this kid could be the next Bill Gates, and you'll probably have a nice home with a gate. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, wait a second. Hold on a second. Okay. There was a 15-year-old who made a dipstick test for levels of mesothelin. I told you this is cool. It's a biomarker. Oh, this is what he did for early stage pancreatic cancer found in blood and urine. His invention was awarded the grand prize of $75,000 in scholarship funds. Okay, because now there's a simple method to detect pancreatic cancer before it reaches final stages. Okay, where were his parents? $75,000? Really? That's all he got for this? He could start, okay, parents, start a company. This kid could be, I mean, you guys could be rich if he's able to detect pancreatic cancer. Oh, by the way, Bonnie Franklin, I think, passed away this weekend, pancreatic cancer. Remember Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time? Yeah, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, pancreatic cancer, that sneaks up on you. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. Please download those. You can listen to old podcasts. You can listen to the last few hours that the Dr. Dahlia Show has aired. One of you had asked me about racism and prejudice, saying that racism and prejudice has been on the rise over the last few years. Is it genetic? Is it environmental? What is the evolutionary advantage to that? And we kind of spend some time talking about that and why people do have prejudices, why they group up, why they try to show dominance, why when things are good, everything's good, and when things start to go bad, people blame each other. And we also realize that people even blame their own kind, their own color, their own race. And, you know, to conclude, and again, we had spent a significant amount of time on that in the first hour, I think racism is both in kind of in, not I want to say inbred, but inborn, innate, in terms of you're wanting to group up, okay? You know, like little boys grouping up with little girls, you know, boys and girls separating, you know, because girls have cooties. They've done studies with rhesus monkeys, you know, where monkeys could innately you know, group up and realize differences, et cetera. And I think, you know, people like to form a group and helps them evolutionarily have strength and dominance, but also environmentally too. You know, we were talking about how, you know, in the last few years has, you know, racism flourished because President Obama has been president. And I had to kind of correct and say, my thing is the same people that don't like President Obama also don't like Pelosi. So I don't know if it's a race thing. It's more probably of a liberal thing. But, you know, the liberal media definitely does like to bring race into it because it makes, you know, conservatives and Republicans look bad, especially with the immigration issue. But, you know, we have to realize that when things go bad, when things start to take a turn economically, financially, health-wise, etc., people go after each other. They just do. Okay, we've talked about people going after their doctor, people going, people blaming the president for their woes. People will blame races. People will blame ethnicities. People will blame religions. They do. They blame each other for their woes. It's something that has always happened, even before biblical times. That's just what people do. I even explained how you'll even turn on your own family member, right? I'll trip on something that really hurts my toe. Okay, I should be mad at myself for tripping. Instead, I yell at the kid who put that toy there or left their toy there. I blame him. I blame, you know, my episiotomy scar he gave me. I blame everything, right? And you just focus that anger on the person next to you. And it could be your own blood. Okay, and that is where there's that genetic or inborn tendency to lash out at another. Okay, it's just sociologically we determine, oh, okay, you know, well, that person that you lashed out at was black, or that person you lashed out at was Jewish, that person you lashed out at was white. But the truth of the matter is we lash out at everybody. And for some people it makes them feel better grouping their adversary into a group, okay? And they seem to be able to fester and grow and gain strength by grouping on that adversary. I mean, bullies do the same thing. Bullies get stronger and more strong as they feed and prey on the weak. And then many bullies get others. And they get a group. Even if the people in the group are weaker than them, they will get that group so that they stand out and then they feed on more weak. I mean, that's how Hitler became so successful at his extermination of Jews and Christians. You know, he was able to amass a majority to go against a perceived minority and a perceived weaker group. And even though Jews weren't weak and Christians weren't weak, they were made weak. Guns were taken away. Army came in. It was a horrible disaster. So, you know, for those of you asking, you know, could the Holocaust ever happen again? Could racism come back and be on the rise? Could there be segregation? Could there be? My answer is, oh, hell yeah. That's why people always say history repeats itself. History repeats itself because you have human nature. And there, in human nature, you have the ability to hate. Yes, you have the ability to love. Yes, you have the ability to forgive, which is why things come in cycles. And some of you may say, no, everything's hunky-dory. I love my brethren. I love my neighbors. No problem with women in the workplace. No problem there. But then look at what happened with Yahoo. I guess Yahoo CEO said they want people working at home to come back to the office and work in the cubicle side by side with other workers. And there's a huge outcry. Oh, this is horrible. And you're getting a majority of the outcry from working moms. Now, you would think everybody's hunky-dory. Everybody agrees with equal pay for women and men. Everybody's, agrees with, everything being kumbaya, etc. And now you're starting to hear from people going, well, wait a second. Okay, you know, how come working moms get to work at home? Where's all the men that get to work at home? I mean, how come a woman gets to be paid the same as a man if she gets to work from home? And so you're hearing people start already now, we're going to start to get a little pitting of men in the workplace versus women. One had said, how do women expect to get paid equally if they get to work at home and be with the kids? It's a different job. Well, the job may not be different, but it's a different work environment. Does that work environment warrant less pay? Or not, because it's the same job. I'm kind of immune to that whole working from home thing. I mean, I run a clinic, so my staff couldn't work at home. If I did have a day off, or if I did have a job where I worked from home, I know I would be working. I don't know if I would be 8 hours in front of the computer. I think I would go to the bathroom. I think I'd go downstairs. Maybe I'd have some TV in the background. You know, so I can understand why a CEO, if they are having financial difficulties or there is some question about workload or people aren't working together, they're working individually, I can understand why they said, you know what, let's all get back to the office. Let's see if we could be more productive. I can understand that. Yes, that would stink because I would love to be able to work, have a child, make that happen. But you could see once this subject came up, all of a sudden now you start to hear a little bit of the conflicts between men and women, even though I think that includes men working from home. What I understand is many of the men don't work from home to be with the kids. Many of the men are working at the office. So, like I said, once things change, things start to go a little sour for people, it starts to get kind of brutal. And once it starts to get kind of brutal, people lash out. And when they lash out, they're going to say things. And so it was a very interesting discussion. Please go to my first hour and tune into that. Okay, more news today. They say ADHD often lasts well into adulthood, increasing people's mental health risk. Why is this news? I've been telling you guys this for years. This is why I have a big issue putting kids on ADD drugs without trying to really treat the ADD. Because unfortunately, these kids are not going to outgrow their ADD overnight, if they even outgrow it at all. If somebody's ADD, I'm noticing their ADD well into adulthood. And I mean, if that's the case, then what? You medicate them throughout? Well, apparently, researchers have found that Dr. Dahlia is right, even though I never get the credit. Right? They say ADD does have a more lasting impact, and it will travel well into your adult years. I'm not even going to go further into this. I think that's one of those no-duh studies. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.